Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the noon report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Chris Anderson. And today, with the holiday season almost in full swing, Thanksgiving tomorrow, believe it or not, we're taking some time this week to discuss how to navigate the holidays after negative life changes.
So true. This is a really big topic for this time of year because a lot can happen in a year's time, and it's always good for us, I think, to circle back and to look at just what families can do to get through a season of, well, let's just call it high and often unrealistic expectation for sure.
Chris, I know that in previous years we looked at it from the perspective of grieving, but you're wanting to expand it out a bit this year.
I do, Brandon. I really do. And yes, other life events can bring added stress levels as well. I want to throw in there also positive life events can also bring added stress during the holidays. So consider divorce, which would be obviously very negative, as well as then marriage, bringing families together through a new union. Now, of course, I'm in no way advocating divorce, but we need to face the fact that divorce is happening at an alarming rate, even in Christian families. But like I said, even with a positive life event, such as marriage or bringing a new baby into the world.
Yeah, Chris, is that something that you can relate to then?
Yeah, absolutely. My beautiful wife and I just welcomed a beautiful baby boy 2 days ago. So as you can tell, this is something that's very fresh on my mind for sure. But the suggestions we're going to talk about today really can be applied to both positive and negative life events.
Let's get right into it then. What can families do to reduce the overall stress levels during the holiday season?
One of the most important things to do is to keep communication open. Parents need to be able to talk about the joys, the pains, the expectations of the holidays, and how new life circumstances are going to impact the holiday season. There's at least not many Hallmark or Lifetime movies that directly address painful holiday experiences in a realistic manner, that's for sure. But parents will also need to keep an eye on how their children are processing changes, particularly the negative changes where loss of a parent being deployed overseas, or a divorce has occurred. Look for signs of stress in children. You might hear them talking about unusual topics or trying to talk about things or playing things out where you're like, what exactly are they doing here? So look for those signs. And then if you need to get some help for your children, or if you just aren't sure what to do, definitely seek out some help from others in your church, or if needed, from a professional counselor or a child psychologist to help children adjust and to cope with not having certain things in place that maybe they were used to before, whether, again, that's through a positive or a negative change in life.
In addressing expectations, are you also including how the holidays will be celebrated?
Yeah, absolutely. Be willing to actively plan what will happen. And maybe this hasn't needed to happen before, but actively planning will help families to kind of keep a realistic approach to the holidays. Decide which traditions will be kept and which might be replaced or maybe temporarily put on hold or completely let go because of the way things are moving now. This is especially important for families who, again, may be welcoming new members through marriage or the blending of families. Don't hesitate to start new traditions and help children understand how doing that will be fun and meaningful this year as well as in years to come. And involve kids in planning those traditions and activities. It's very important to do this. I know that Thanksgiving is tomorrow, but Christmas is still going to be a few weeks away, so don't wait to the last minute to maybe decorate or prepare, because procrastination, I'll tell you right now, is a huge, huge stressor. And it definitely doesn't get enough of a bad rap for being one of the biggest contributors to a negative holiday experience for many.
You know, with that said, Chris, you and I were chatting about the stress of travel and logistics off air. Do we need to take that into account as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we hear continually how Thanksgiving is the busiest travel time of the year. But remember, when life changes happen in families, the flow of responsibility, who's involved in handling certain tasks, also changes to the point where a parent that maybe lost a spouse to death or divorce or whatever, that person that's no longer in the family for whatever reason, maybe they were the ones tasked with setting travel arrangements or getting logistics ready for going to grandma's house or whatever. So maybe a family member who needs to take on that additional responsibility, this can add a tremendous amount of stress. So planning for that, not waiting until it's too late, can relieve stress. And something else, Brandon, too, here, is for everyone to what I call reduce info inflow. You've heard this from me a lot. I know that. Social media and mainstream media can add so much stress by getting us to either unfairly compare ourselves to everyone else's perfection, which is what we see in social media, or we are swayed to just think negatively by the slanted mainstream media outlets. Who really needs that level of stress right now? I don't think any of us do, to tell you the truth. So it's hard enough to keep our own expectations in check without having so much information coming into our heads through our social media and mainstream media involvement that we just feel that extra pressure. So again, reduce that info inflow, and that will help to reduce stress overall as well.
You've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Chris Anderson.